Spending some time and looking at weather conditions for our winter wheat crop. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. We've been focusing our attention on weather conditions to the south, Texas, and Oklahoma. And Drew Lerner with World Weather based out of Kansas City said that's especially true as they prepare for the harvest of their winter wheat crops.
Yes, that's right. And again, in the past 10 days, some of the rain totals in northern Texas were running from about 2.5 to around 5.5 inches of rain. Same thing for central Oklahoma. And that's where the most advanced crops are, is in those two locations. Now, when I talk about northern Texas, I am not talking about the Texas panhandle. That has been left out of the excessive moisture. They're doing fairly well here. So we're talking about some minor production areas south of the Red River and up into central Oklahoma.
And Drew pointed out those two areas are something that will be a focus as we look forward.
Those two areas have had too much moisture, along with south central Kansas. Again, amounts there 2 to 5 inch plus amounts. And the forecast over this coming week to week and a half is going to produce similar amounts of rain. Again, in the 2 to 5 inch range, there's some potential that there may be some 7 inch amounts. Well, you're absolutely right. At this time of the year, it's not a good thing to get that much moisture. Wheat doesn't like it. There's going to be some wet weather disease for the immature crops, and for the crop that's pushing on closer to full maturation, there's going to be a risk of some grain quality issues, and that could pose as a real threat to some of the quality of the crop. Lower protein is also a possibility because of the temperatures not being so warm.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.